Echo.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, Molly. Hey, Jace.
Back with part two of Voltron.
Part two.
The cooler part.
Didn't you say that to the first?
No, I didn't. Now they're going to hate me.
So we watched the Japanese movie House.
Yep.
Kyle, how'd you feel about it?
I absolutely love this movie.
I thought it was fucking spectacular.
It's visually one of the most stunning movies we've done on the podcast.
I'll agree to that.
Yeah. The thing that I liked about it was I wasn't expecting too much from it cinematically, and it was very good in that way.
See,
and
it's artsy.
I think I was just expecting a weird fantasy horror.
Oh, I don't know, though, because the version that we watched is a Criterion Collection one. I mean, normally when it's on the Criterion Collection, it's not like, you don't really take that lightly, necessarily. Like, there has to be a reason why this is on there.
Yeah, but
I didn't know it was on Criterion.
Yeah, it's Criterion. I think it's the only reason we heard about it.
Yeah, because we were looking through, like,
Criterion. I was watching Criterion Collection trailers.
Yeah, that's right.
And ran across it and said, we have to watch this. And that was
a while ago.
Quite a long time ago. We just never got around to it until we decided to force you guys to watch it. Because you're artsy, pretentious children.
I'm happy that you guys waited to watch it because I loved this movie.
Yeah.
Is it better or worse than Turkish Star Wars?
It's so much better. Yeah, Turkish Star Wars was very bad.
Turkish Star Wars
is
getting no love.
They say that. Once we hit record, though, Lily loved that movie. I'm just putting it out there.
Really?
Are you serious?
She doesn't want you guys to know.
Are you lying? We're going to listen to theirs.
Dead serious.
You're full of crap.
She loved it.
Yeah, I don't think you're telling the truth.
I kind of liked it.
She's like, the more I think about it, the more it got pretty fun.
Are you serious?
I mean, I can find something good about it. It did not completely copycat Star Wars. Besides the film, it stole from it. They had a very original storyline to it, if you can even call it a storyline.
Yeah, it's a loose.
Wait, we aren't reviewing that.
We're not reviewing that. And Lily, when you're listening to this, I'm sorry for lying and making that up. We all know you really hated the movie. Please don't hate me and kill me.
She has a very bad opinion of what good is, though.
Lily, I'm proud of
you. Well, all right.
Shots fired.
Wow, we're just trash talking.
Wow, holy shit.
She's so close.
This turns into a Springer episode.
I know.
I love you, Lily.
Sorry.
Let's get Lily in here.
So House is from 1977, which is pretty amazing, seeing as how the special effects and stuff
did not look like it's from 1977.
Not at all. There was all like the really cool double exposure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the effects were like the old B-movie effects, obviously.
But the scenes where they had the backdrops that were all hand-painted were amazing.
Those are fantastic. Beautiful. Even the scene where like the train that they were on disappears and you just see them floating on a background, it was beautiful.
The rainbow and everything in the background. I thought it was great. Yeah.
And there were all these like really surreal things, like when they come off of the train. It was a train, right?
It was a train.
Okay. Yeah, it was a train.
When they come off the train and they're in the field, there's still the backdrop there and it just stays there until they move on.
Yeah.
I just thought stuff like that is just really bizarre.
But it was
really cool.
And even like the camera angles that they used, it wasn't like a movie I've ever seen before. Like, I can't think of one to compare it to that I've seen.
It was one Dutch angle.
Yeah, even the opening shot where it started in the small box.
Yeah, and then it got bigger. That's cool.
Just little things I really enjoyed.
There's a nice connection between Turkish Star Wars and this movie, though.
We watched them on the same day.
No.
What?
Both of them involve trampoline sequences in the beginning.
Well, they did, and both of them are foreign.
Hmm.
Our first two foreign films. We just wanted to make sure you guys could read.
Are these our first foreign films?
Absolutely are.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
Wait. I have to tell you a story now. One time we were watching Ghost. I didn't tell them.
Ghost this. Like the...
Oh,
like
no. Patrick Swayze are you ghost? Seriously yeah. telling
and
this story?
The scene where Patrick Swayze's in bed and he's like reading. I paused the movie and I looked over at Lil and I said in the most serious voice I could, you know, he never learned to read. And Lily looked... and Lily looked crushed. Molly and Trin know he could read, and they were like, what? And then I had to be like, no,
so
that's
convincingly.
Not
convincingly. If you guys were there, you...
Are we talking about Patrick Swayze as a person?
Okay.
I thought you meant the character.
No, because he was sitting there reading, and I was like, he never learned to read.
You know who can't read, though?
No.
Whoopi Goldberg. That's why she signed on to do Theodore Rex. she couldn't read the script.
Kyle, Theodore Rex is fucking amazing.
You've never seen it.
Have you guys seen
Theodore Rex?
No.
Have not.
It's Whoopi Goldberg. It's the future. Where they brought back dinosaurs that they could talk.
Well, no, it's never really explained.
Okay, there's talking dinosaurs.
There's just talking dinosaurs.
So she's a police officer and her partner is a talking T-Rex.
Oh my gosh.
That's
and his
good.
Name is Theodore Rex.
We might have to say this.
Wait, what was the thing that we watched with Triceratops? Oh, it was Kung Fury.
You guys seen Kung Fury? It's so good.
Man.
I love it.
It's all right.
What?
I loved it.
This is my thing with Kung Fury. I don't know. Have we ever talked about it? I don't think we ever talked about this.
No, it was recommended to us and we said no.
Because
we felt like it was done to death. That's why we said no to it.
Oh,
the problem with it is that it's 30 minutes long and they just shove shit in there and none of it makes sense to the story or anything like that. And all it is just for the sake of absurdity and like nostalgia, but that doesn't really carry something. Like you have to actually have something cohesive to work with.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But as a film, I guess you could call it. It's a little short to be a film, but I loved it, and I want them to do another one so bad, and I think they are.
They are doing Kung Fury 2.
Well, I think if they did an actual like hour and a half movie with all of the themes that they had in that 20 minute short, I think it'll be fine. It's just you can't just shove that
into a small.
I don't know what it makes me think of. We'll get back to House here in a second, but we need to find a copy of a movie called King Kung Fu.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
with the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gorilla that knows kung fu.
Oh, that sounds cool.
No, it's not.
Then we can watch
Shakma.
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 My gosh, you're loud.
You act like you've never heard us before.
Yeah, well, we've heard you before, but you know how loud it is in here.
It's because it's soundproof.
Soundproof.
So back to House.
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 Another really clever thing they did was all the different frame cuts.
I love the frame cuts. Oh, gosh. And, I love the characters' names.
Yeah.
Even though it's a
translation. Did you write down the characters?
I did. And we looked it up on IMDb. It seems like there's a translation thing of why. But these are the names we know. Our main characters that we first meet are Fantasy and Gorgeous.
Yeah. And they kind of seem like they're in love and it's super cute.
Yep. And their friends are Melody, Mac, Prof, Sweet, and Kung Fu.
Kung Fu!
I love Kung Fu.
Oh my god.
Kung Fu!
Oh, she was great.
Now, alright, we're gonna talk about spoilers now, because I want to go into Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Spoilers for House.
She doesn't wear pants for half the movie.
House is absolutely spectacular. You should definitely watch it. Can't say it enough. So Kung Fu is a very interesting character, because there's like a dynamic of Sweet is obsessed with needing the knight in shining armor of Mr.
No, that's Fantasy.
Togo. Yeah, that's Fantasy. Okay.
Sweet is obsessed with cleaning.
Yeah, she's obsessed with helping.
Yeah.
That's why she calls
him. So there's the whole thing of like, everything will be okay once he comes here and saves us.
Yeah.
But Kung Fu's character's like, fuck this, I'm a roundhouse kick these things.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
She gets put in these situations where she should die, and she's like, I'm just going to fight the phone.
Yeah.
And she survives.
Yeah. She fought firewood that was on fire. She kicked firewood. And it left.
I thought it was really interesting and very intentional, because every time that they did have her confronting things, being physical, fighting for herself, then they cut to the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
That was a really cool dynamic.
Because something I will say for the time, this does not have a strong male lead at all.
No.
This is all teenage girls.
Actually, a very strong point in this movie was that the men failed in saving the girls. Mm-hmm. That was a very huge dynamic, which is really cool to see in the 70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's rare to find now.
Yeah, but back then, especially.
And especially in Japanese culture.
Yeah, Japanese culture is much different as well. So I love that dynamic. And I loved all the characters. They all brought something.
That's what I told
Sadie. They all brought their own personality.
There were different archetypes that were relatively fleshed out and had good charisma towards each other.
And another thing that's kind of cool about it is normally movies, it's kind of bland. I mean, where characters, a lot of them will be the same. In this movie, every single one had that trait, which made it more of an appealing movie to a wider audience,
and they
were, I think.
All likable.
Yes! Normally that's in a movie, thing. Even Mac, we didn't know Mac before, spoiler alert, she died.
Yeah, they all die.
Yeah, they all die.
Which is also really great.
Yeah, it's really cool, although I wanted everyone to live.
Mac ain't living.
They kind of are.
Yeah, kind of.
They're just in the
they're living
house.
Through.
They're kind of in that other world of the house.
Yeah.
Where they're dead, but their bodies live on.
And the cat lives.
Blanche.
Yes. A movie where the cat lives.
Blanche is a cute little kitty.
It's also a witch.
Yes.
Witch, yeah. It's like Sabrina, whatever her cat's name was.
Any cat
we're
can open
about Sabrina
a door.
Last episode, too.
What was her cat's name?
Was it Salem?
Salem.
Yep.
Thank you.
It was Salem.
You're welcome.
I was talking about how much I love
it. It was voiced
Sabrina.
By the guy that does The Brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Are you
what?
Serious?
That's
absolutely
that's
true.
Great. I always, it seems like all the time I'm finding out other characters.
He's done a lot.
Yeah.
Don't remember his name, but he's done a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember either. He's gone to a couple Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
Like Indiana Comic-Con. He's been to like two, I think.
Just brag about it.
I might be
Indiana
wrong.
Comic-Con.
We didn't go see him.
No, we didn't.
Just brag about it. You didn't go see him.
We're not bragging on it.
You know what? I could have seen Nostalgia Critic, and you know what? I didn't go.
Yeah.
I walked by his table, made eye contact, and I'm like,
fuck you. That's what he said. He took a dollar, just put it on his table. You'll need that. And then he walked away.
I just spit in sand and then picked it up, threw it in his face.
Oh, man.
Pocket sand.
And he goes, what's that for? I've been, you've been stuckmanized.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, so the first note I made here was, Dad's a condescending, sexist piece of crap. I really hated the dad in this movie. I thought
he was terrible. It's good thing he was only in it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, because I would have ended up...
I want to talk about this, because
all
of you hated him so much. Why did you hate him so much?
Actually, I have...
Like, everybody was just like, fuck that dad, he's a piece of shit. And I was like, he's okay. Supposed to play golf!
No! He's one of those people... Let their business take over their lives and leave their daughter alone. I mean, this is just something that is happening very widely in a lot of movies and stuff like that. And the dad is, really abandoning. And then he shows up with another woman, takes the daughter off. I hate that.
And he's just like, yo, this is your new mom.
He's like, you have to accept this. This is your mother.
There's no other way.
And she, I don't know, I felt like she may have held on to her mom a little closely, like when she's laying in the bed with the picture talking to her. But she is also a teenage girl, and her mother was everything to her.
Yeah, so. I mean, I have written down here, Dad does not care about his mourning daughter or her feelings.
Yeah.
And he did not care about anything, because he thought that he could just bring another woman into her life and say, this is your new mom.
True, this is a fault, but it doesn't mean it's like the shittiest person in the world.
No, I'm not saying that, but what about...
He's terrible at golf. Yeah. His game is garbage. You won't even get halfway there.
But remember when he said, she's beautiful and she can cook. Yeah, that's exactly what a girl wants to
hear. I was waiting for
him
to say,
dad.
And she's very fertile.
Yeah, seriously.
Childbearing hips.
I don't know.
She was also a jeweler, so she had money.
Yeah, I felt like he only married her because she could cook.
They never said how long that he was away in Italy anyway.
And then,
still though, I mean, he just brings her there. She has no idea he could have wrote about her anything just to give her a heads up.
And lets her wear the dead wife's dress.
Yeah.
Well, he's never confirmed.
Well, you see it in the picture.
They wore the same scarf.
That could just be symbolic imagery as well, though.
That's what I got from it.
But that could be symbolic of the fact that he may have been trying to recreate the dead wife, which could be really...
You know, maybe that's how he thought she would be more accepting?
Yeah, as if she were, like, the mother, and I just think that's really creepy.
Don't make me sympathize with this dirtbag.
No, I'm not going to sympathize.
You say he's a dirtbag. I don't think he's a dirtbag.
Because he just dropped that on
her. I just think that he was thinking a little too fast.
Yeah.
And he thought that it was going to be okay because he's an idiot, but I feel like he wasn't a bad guy, necessarily. He's just like, this is going to be your new mom, and we'll be like a real family again.
I hated
him. Because he wasn't trying to replace, when she said, can we still go here? And he's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, of course we
can. Which is her mom's hometown, to visit her aunt. Maybe he knew what the aunt's plan was, and he's like, I'm getting this pesky little kid out of my marriage plans.
I doubt that.
I do too.
But even he says to the woman, we'll call her, he says, don't we just go without her? And why? Why would you do that? She's been looking forward to this. They made that clear.
Yeah, and to seeing him again.
And he just wants to go without her?
That's just so full of crap.
Yeah, that's not cool.
She's going to be whiny, you know?
Why do you want to take a whiny teenage girl?
I have a note here about the music.
It's his fault she's being a whiny teenage girl.
What did you guys think of the music?
I loved the theme.
I did too.
I think they used it a bit too much.
No.
I don't think that you can really do that when it's your theme. Yeah. When it's a theme for a movie, go for it.
I think it was so simplistic that it was easy to use.
It was very simplistic, and I loved it. Especially when they added lyrics to it at certain points. Mm-hmm.
The music didn't try to overshadow.
And I love that the lyrics told what was going on when there was no dialogue.
Yes.
The music was narration. Like when the new mom comes up at the end, the lyrics are flat out saying, what is going on here? They didn't need it. And there was not a line of dialogue.
Yeah, but they let you know. Okay, I want to bring up the melon guy.
Melon guy.
I actually have that written down.
I love melon guy.
That's one of my
next
notes.
That's me in 20 years.
You want a melon?
You want a watermelon?
Oh, wait. Here. I complimented the camera work, but the bucket.
Oh, Mr. Togo's bucket butt?
Stop motion bucket butt? That was awesome.
That was really... I like that they were able to make a horror film, and it is a pretty creepy film, like, if you really think about it. And they are still able to make a guy get a bucket stuck on his butt and spin around on the road.
Because there was a lot of fantasy. And one of the things we all thought going through was the main character's name is Fantasy.
So we are going to have...
These things are very surreal. She is finding this alternate world because she's so upset. Well, no, it was gorgeous that had the thing with the with the new mom.
Yeah.
But we thought Fantasy was making it up.
Yeah. Well, here's
because everybody's name
means something.
Was very, I don't get Mac.
I think really because like
Big Mac. The Mac burger.
It had to be Big Mac.
That's what I thought.
Because McDonald's is super popular in Japan.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a lot.
In the 70s?
Probably.
Yeah. Why not?
I wasn't alive in 77. I just don't know if it was popular.
No, you were alive in 77.
Shut up.
You were alive.
Shut up. I was not alive.
No.
Nope.
You were alive in 1907.
I was alive in 77.
You were not alive in 77.
How is like World War One? How do you know? Like, were you in it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Were you in the trenches?
No. Shut up.
All right, Grandpa.
Okay. I wrote down an error with the film that I noticed. It's one of the few. I only have like two errors visually, and the head that comes out of the well that Max had. I almost called her Big Mac.
She wasn't that big then.
Yeah. But when her
she
head
had
is there,
nobody left.
It looked super cool when she was like talking and then it goes on the string and you can tell it's a string.
Yeah.
I still didn't think it was bad. I just mean that was one of the errors I put.
I just don't think they cared about the strings.
Visual things like that. Like when they show the body parts, you can see the outline of the person because they have like a green screen.
Yeah.
But that also adds a cool like glowing visual that I didn't mind.
Yeah.
It could also just be called an artsy leave-in.
I mean, look at Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. You can see strings very plain as day.
Don't get me started on those movies. Oh man, I love Evil Dead. Those movies.
What do you think of the remake?
The remake?
We didn't see the remake yet, surprisingly.
I like the remake.
It's not terrible.
Okay. I know Kyle doesn't like it as much as I do.
I enjoyed it. I
fucking liked it.
I wasn't sure if you meant the new TV show, which is awesome. Yes,
no, it's good. The new movie, the main actress in it, I thought was fantastic.
And it's supposed to be, like, actually scary, right?
Yes. It's played as a straight horror.
Well, the first Evil Dead
like,
was straight
there's
horror.
There's still kind of the campy elements from Evil Dead, but it's still, like...
See, what I like about that is Evil Dead... The story has the potential to be actually scary.
Yeah, because it's creepy.
And I'm happy that someone did it that way. It's cool. Did you guys like the cat remix part?
Now let's talk about when Mac bites Gorgeous's butt.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
Severed head comes out, bites her butt, and then lays down on it.
Yes. And then she...
So soft.
Mac, or if it's even still Mac, says delicious, which is a kind of like a nod off to the what ends up being what's happening.
Yeah, well, my aunt kind of says it earlier. Like,
I would love to eat you.
You're so round.
Or you look so delicious.
Yeah, she said you look so
round.
Delicious.
The only thing
that's
so sweet
is like, haha, Mac, you're so fat.
The aunt, when she has the eye in her mouth, was also really cool.
I like that a lot.
I thought that was creepy. Cool. It looked like a real eye, too.
Because they're implying that, is it really a watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
I still think it was.
Even the chomping sound sounded a little off.
But I think for us, it was good because I forget which one of you said, like, what if it's not really a watermelon? And it's all in Fantasy's head, and then they did that. And I think
that
it is to imply that maybe it's all
it
in...
It makes you think,
our
oh,
name is Fantasy.
Mm. Yeah. You're thinking, is this even
I mean,
really
she
happening?
Did cool things, like the silent movie section. I thought was fantastic.
Yeah. See, here's something that's kind of cool with the movie, too, is the fact that they're able to do things that don't seem like they're really happening. And normally, movies can't convince me that something is happening or that it isn't happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's indirect.
Mm-hmm.
But with this movie, you really didn't know.
You had no idea. This movie's out there.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, it doesn't really tell you what's going
to
happen.
I would love to watch it again because I think there's a lot of nuances and
things that
symbolism and things that we didn't pick up.
Yeah. That's why I like rewatching movies that I love because then you can pick up. Because the first time you watch a movie, you're looking at it for an analysis. That's how I feel anyway. Like when I'm watching a movie, I'm looking for what's wrong with it. And then the second time I watch it, I could end up loving a movie that I hated. Maybe I should rewatch Turkish Star Wars.
Oh my gosh.
I'm never rewatching
that.
No, we're never rewatching that.
It's not happening.
I definitely would rewatch this movie, though.
Yeah, I absolutely want to watch it.
Well, during the end of it, you were like, let me see how much of the Blu-ray is.
Yeah, because I was like, I want to buy this.
Yeah,
so.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it just for the skeleton dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, the
skeleton is just cabbage patch.
I just want a deleted scene to see more of Mr. Togo eating noodles with a bear.
Yes.
There's just a bear there.
Just hanging out. Just
eating noodles. You think there are special features on it?
Probably not.
Yeah, normally on films like that, they delete anything extra.
I mean, you don't realize how old 77 is until I looked up one of the actors. So they were 17 when they filmed this. They're 56 years old now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just insane to like, because to me, because I was born in 79, there you go. You could date me. That's not that long ago.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
It is 40 years ago.
It's not that long.
It really is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I'm halfway to death. Over halfway.
Oh, that's not cool. Don't play that card.
No, all
right, right now.
Our parents try to pull that card, and I don't like it.
I've always said I'll be dead by 40, so if we're still going in 3 years, you can all prove me wrong.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
If you die, I will kill you.
If you die, I will bring you
if
back.
It's
not a serious threat.
You all owe me $50.
If you die before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
You all owe me $50.
You
just
to throw it in the
throw in the casket.
And you just say, there's your fucking money.
Just go, fine, you're right. You win.
Goes back,
goes back
and then I'll
Solomon
haunt you.
Take Solomon. Oh. I just go and I'm just digging it up. Don't judge me, man.
Wait, how many of us are there?
Buys a bunch of copies of Pixels.
You'd
with
really
it?
Get a lot of money.
I'd be dead.
Yeah, but
I don't think I'd care.
You'd still get. What if the ghost can use money?
Yeah,
well, that's true. I could buy use it to buy my ghost piano and ghost cat.
Oh my god.
It was a witch, Kyle. Yeah, it was a ghost cat.
Yeah, respect.
Pay fucking attention.
I want a ghost cat, though. Maybe I want to be original.
Any cat.
Why would you
want to
be a ghost cat?
Because then I could be a ghost dad.
What?
Too soon? Too soon?
What?
Bill Cosby. Ghost
oh,
dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm making a Bill Cosby reference. We were going to do Bill Cosby movies once, and they fell at a really bad time. We're like,
oh,
yep, nope, not doing those.
Yeah, it seems like
those.
That not doing that.
When you same thing with Hulk Hogan. We were like, oh, we should do Hulk Hogan.
Ooh. Nope, nope. I think that's cleared. I think we can do Hogan movies
you
now.
Do Hogan movies again?
I think we can do Hogan movies
I don't
movies
think people
now.
Crap on him right now, so you can probably yeah, do what
we
you
can
want.
Do those. But we have a Jesse Ventura movie to do.
Another really fucking awesome shot was when, oh, which one is it that's being attacked by the mattresses?
That
oh,
is Sweet.
Yeah,
Sweet is being attacked by the mattresses. And the shot is through the floor because they use a glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
that
clever.
Was, I love that. Yeah,
it was good shot. I was, is when, Gorgeous? I'm saying a lot.
You could do the Japanese way of saying
How's that?
Eto.
Yeah, I could just say
You just go eto.
Oh, yeah. That sounds cooler though, doesn't it?
It does sound cooler.
I think it's Gorgeous is taking a bath or is it Fantasy that's taking a bath?
Oh,
you finally got your boobs. And
yes. I actually have
the hair,
down boobs.
Like hair creeped up her back?
Yep.
I thought that was really cool.
That
shot.
Was freaky.
It reminded me of something out of The Grudge.
That shot's interesting because
30 years early.
I think it was a reverse shot, but it didn't look like a reverse shot at all.
No.
It looked real.
Yeah.
And it was one of those shots I loved in this that they don't make it a point to zoom in on it or make a music cue or make sure you see it.
It's more subtle,
it's
so
just
you
there.
Can miss it.
A lot of things happen, especially when they're going around the room, like when they were going in a circle talking.
Mm-hmm.
In the background, you can see the cat.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah.
But they never make a note of
there's
bird
just
zooming
little
in
things
on the
that
cat.
Happen
did
in
you
this
notice
that
in pretty much every room, there's either a picture of the cat or a statue of the cat?
Or you can hear the cat.
Uh-huh. Oh, remember the cat song when the cat was like...
Yeah, when the cat played the music?
Yeah.
The cat remix.
That was
I
awesome
when
it was
down
like
down
walking
I thought it was demonic keyboard cat.
It was great.
Okay, Lincoln.
Yes.
You know Japanese culture.
Yes.
Is it like a thing that when you have a group of people and they walk in a line or try to pull something, that they all like form a chain? Because they do it like four times
it's
in
a
this.
Thing in like Japanese like cinema and stuff. It's not really
okay. I just, no, I just didn't know.
It's same thing as like how we were talking about the bucket butt. Stuff like that. Like super zany shit like that.
Okay.
Is in movies a lot. Same thing as that.
Because they do it several times.
That's just...
I didn't mean, like, actual culture. That
was, no, I mean, I know what you mean.
Film, I kind of figured that as much. Because the first time they did it, I thought it was them trying to help open a door. And then Kung Fu comes in and just kicks it down.
Yeah.
Well, a thing that's interesting about, like, all Japanese cinema and animation and anything that they do is that there's constant spurts of, like, little zaniness.
Yep.
That just, like, are just kind of there.
So I can see that... When this was re-released in 2009, they attached comedy onto it.
Which is really bizarre, because there's only a couple of things that could be misconstrued as, like,
I didn't feel
wacky.
That this was a
I
comedy.
I think people see it as, like, oh, the effects are so bad. Waka waka. Yeah. And...
Or the thing where everybody immediately is like, well, it's from Japan, so it's fucking weird and stupid.
Yeah.
Which is very, very common, that if it's Japan, it's weird.
Yeah, but...
And there's probably they're going to have sex with tentacles.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen.
No. I mean, it does.
I was gonna say,
it does happen.
I have seen
happens,
movies
but...
where you're wondering, is this supposed to be a comedy? And this was not one of them.
No.
I didn't feel like this was a comedy at all.
Unnerving in some points.
Yeah, that is the word I was looking for. Unnerving. It is a very unnerving
when,
film.
When Fantasy turns to fire, that was really cool. Especially the when the mirror breaks, I don't know if you noticed, but the blood effect that was dripping down. Those were the beads from that one game. You know the game that you got where you press the little paddles?
Yeah.
And you shoot the water up? That's what that was.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like this movie used a lot of effects that weren't being used.
Like the finger at the... The piano bit.
Yeah, that's the
melody.
Next bit on my stuff.
And then she gave this weird head tilt afterwards, and we thought she's possessed.
Yeah.
And you're all like, no, she's got a poop. And then
because they tell you that she was having a poop.
You heard this.
I think it's just the subtle, though, the way she, like, she said something, and then as soon as they looked away, she did, like, a weird, like, creepy movement.
And then she goes upstairs, and you see the hand reaching out, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's gonna be in there, like, hanging or something and stuff.
I think she might have been slightly possessed, because later she does get in a trance when she's playing.
See, I think it's the song. Because remember, all the girls started
I don't know. That's I thought why that I they the started
theme,
acting.
Yeah,
strange.
I thought that the theme definitely had something to do with the possession motif.
Yeah, because when she started playing it, notice she just slowly went into the full song.
Yeah.
And then she knew it really well and just kept playing
and it. And whistles it at one point.
Yeah, and when it chops off her fingers, she just laughs. She's like, I don't have no fingers.
And then
I lost me fingers.
And then when she loses something as major as her entire hand, then she realizes, oh, it like snaps her out of it.
And then the piano eats her.
Uh huh.
She could have been in hysterics, though.
I think that scene.
That's naughty.
Yeah.
Remember when she says that?
I think funny. That was also showing you that she wasn't fully right in the first place.
Yeah.
When all of it started, she just was not okay.
Who was the panty sniffing son of a bitch?
Oh,
they all quite a few.
That was Melody. I'm pretty sure it was Melody sniff Sweet's panties.
Yeah.
Because when the people die, like the house just strips them down so it can eat them easier. So their clothes. I'm pretty sure it was her sniffing panties.
I actually thought that the doll was her. I thought,
I think that's why they put it there. Because they even make it a point. Oh, the doll's also strips.
There's a lot of like swerves.
I almost started to think everyone who dies turns into an item. Like Mac turned into a watermelon. I mean, her head did anyway. And that could still be possible. That everyone does turn into an item, like maybe Gorgeous turned into the mirror and then her body was used.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, it did show her mother in the mirror, which could have lured her out.
Maybe the chandelier and the stove were somebody from the past.
Yeah. True.
That's possible. And that's why she calls them by name.
Calls them, dear chandelier.
And
please.
Remember the melon guy, he was involved with it because when they first got there, he said, oh, the ant will be pleased.
Yeah, I figured he was just like a spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he just died.
Well, when you yell banana, he turns into a skeleton.
Yeah, that's what I thought was cool. Is that like a trigger word?
That's a safety word.
That thing, I honestly think it probably has something to do with Japanese folklore.
Yeah.
Particular thing. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with that.
I'm glad they didn't put the turtle man in. It's a...
Oh, Kappa?
It scares me.
Turtle
Kappas
man?
Aren't that scary.
You mean the one that you offer cucumbers?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they pull you underwater and drown you.
Unfortunately, when you say turtle man, I think of Dana Carvey, a Master of Disguise.
Oh, God.
He's like, turtle.
No,
turtle.
I just know him as turtle man because that's what I heard the story as.
Turtle.
Oh, and another thing about items being possessed is the piano, of course, was already possessed. And the aunt, I keep thinking she's like a grandma or something.
Yeah, because she looked kind
of
old.
It was already haunted and everything, so she could have definitely killed one of her pupils.
True.
Yes.
And they talked about how the town was getting smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. I guess they didn't really put much
thought into that.
Cats have a lot of blood. That's all I know.
Okay, my next
that could little be the note, blood of everyone.
The dead goldfish. Do you think the goldfish were really dead? They look dead.
I think it was 1977 in Japan. They did not care about goldfish.
That's what I was thinking. It did bug me, though, because we had a goldfish that we love that passed away recently.
That is my guess. Is
goodbye, Tweak.
Yeah.
The time when this movie came out. Nowadays, people would freak out and they'd CGI the goldfish. Late 70s, it's a goldfish.
Yeah. But it did bug me because I do like goldfish.
Never watched Cannibal Holocaust, then.
Okay. And another thing.
Far worse than goldfish. They cut up on a tortoise.
Oh, no.
Like, they're like really
monsters.
It was banned in the U.S. for animal cruelty, and I'm the douchebag that owns it.
It doesn't. Whatever. You weren't part of it.
No, but
you didn't condone what they did.
I won't. I will never watch it again. I wanted to know why it was banned.
It's a shit movie anyway.
Yeah, you need.
I wanted
to know
why is it banned in the U.S.
That's probably the only way that you
can
get it.
Same reason I watched a Serbian film and Sallow.
Well,
that's right.
Have you guys seen Apocalypse Now?
I love Apocalypse.
I will not watch
that. The cow or whatever that they sacrificed, that was real. They really sacrificed.
That's why I won't watch that movie. I will not take any part
in
watching
that. If I'm not
mistaken,
though, that wasn't an actual shot for the movie they filmed.
No, that was a separate thing that they used.
That, like, the local people actually do, and they just filmed it.
I don't care. I like cows. They're very
I'm just
funny.
Saying they didn't do it for the sake of a movie. They did something that they just filmed people naturally slaughtering their animals. Yeah, it's kind of brutal.
I'm not going to crap on them, but I hate sacrifices. It's just kill something. Oh, well, something told me to kill so-and-so.
There's a reason we brought you guys here.
Why?
Sacrifice. I was making a joke off your you hate sacrifices.
Oh.
Thanks for keeping up there, Slick. Sheesh. Lincoln knew where I was going. You both looked at me blankly.
Yeah, I was confused.
Don't make it creepier than it is. We just want to murder you for our Lord's sake.
That is my favorite thing you have said all day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to give me gold candy.
And golden boots and gloves.
And I'm going to fight rocks.
Also, how great was it that Kung Fu, even after she dies, she still kicks Cat?
Yes.
She
was
dies
fantastic.
And her severed legs come in and kill the cat.
I thought that was awesome. Great. But then the cat's not really dead.
She was just killed the form the of it that was attacking. Yeah,
I just thought it was brilliant for the character of, because her whole thing is, I'm not going to sit here and cry. I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. You want to try to kill me, phone? I'm going to fight you. I'm going to roundhouse kick a phone. And I'm going to win. Mummy, I'll take you down. Geisha ghost witch, I will fight you. I don't even care who you are. You look like my friend. I'm not even going to assume you are.
Yeah. She knew. Geisha. She got it.
Geisha.
It's Geisha.
The interesting thing about
You said Geisha.
Geisha. Whatever.
It's the people, Geisha.
Wow.
You're our only listener.
You uncultured.
I am from Indiana.
Swan.
So are we.
All I know is corn and racism.
Corn and racism.
Oh my gosh. Man. We're actually from Ohio, fun fact.
See? There you go.
Yeah, you're,
actually, no, we're not. We were just born there.
That means you're from Ohio.
That means you're from Ohio.
See? I think
you were born in Ohio, you came from Ohio.
I just don't want to be called a Hoosier. No offense to anyone who's from Indiana, but I was Hoosier born here. I don't want to be called a Hoosier.
It's not a word. We can't just make up words.
I'm okay with being a Buckeye.
Funny.
No. You're named after a thing that falls off a tree.
It's cool.
Sad.
It's cooler than Hoosier.
Yeah, Indiana Acorns. That's going to be us.
Have you seen those stupid shirts that say Hoosier Daddy?
Oh.
Yeah. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I thought it was funny.
It's going to buy one for Lincoln.
Oh, please.
Please do.
So then near the end of the movie, they're reading the Necronomicon at the end of the Titanic. It's pretty great.
I saw that note.
Yeah, because the picture of the cat just starts spewing blood and floods the house in blood. So then, Prof?
It's Prof and
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Are left. Everyone else is dead.
Because basically, like, the cat isn't really. The cat's just like a physical manifestation of the spirit.
Yeah.
It takes over Gorgeous.
So Prof goes into the water and she's swimming around naked for. I'm just going to assume she was willing to do it longer and that's why they made the shot longer.
Yeah.
She dies. And then Fantasy kind of gives in.
Yeah, she does.
She comes up to Gorgeous, who is not Gorgeous. She's the aunt. Or the witch has like kind of taken over.
I think the witch and aunt are linked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's just the forms because they said the aunt died years ago.
Yeah, but I just think that maybe the cat is it's just everything the witch.
And I almost think the Fantasy knew that at the end. And it's weird because she said mommy and laid her head on her.
Well, because
she
manifested into like her mom.
Yeah, so I think she just gave up and.
Yeah, she was like, well, this
all her friends are dead. She has no one. She just gave up.
Yeah, which is really sad, actually.
All of our characters die. Even Mr. Togo turns
Mr.
into
Togo.
A pile of bananas.
That fill up an entire car.
It's a lot of bananas.
It really is. Well, how'd they get that many?
Probably the grocery store.
I think you can physically buy that many bananas.
After that scene, I had that little bit from Hollaback Girl stuck in my head.
I used to work at a grocery store. And my biology teacher would come in all the time, and he would buy shopping carts full of bananas. And he would never tell us why. We just assumed he had a monkey.
Literally
every week, a shopping cart overflowing with bananas he would buy.
See, I had a biology teacher when I worked at a grocery store that came in every week, but all he bought was vodka.
Oh.
Just lots and lots of vodka.
I wonder if it's the same biology teacher.
He's just slowly declining.
Maybe.
His monkey died and can't deal with it.
Very strange.
I shall drink myself to death.
So yeah, everybody dies, and then new mom goes to the house, and this is when the song, the lyrics,
tell you exactly
what's happening.
When you don't really know what's happening exactly, you don't know if there's like a time period between, but then the bananas tell you that because they aren't rotten.
And the song just tells you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. The aunt, boyfriend, fiance left, never came back.
Mm-hmm.
She was waiting for him, so then she got bitter, and she died, but her body stayed around.
Yeah.
To torture, like, kill all unmarried women.
Yep.
See, here's a plot point that I think would have been a little better, and it's the only one that I thought it could
virgin
have been better.
Virgin blood? Is it virgin blood?
No. Why didn't she prey on women who were married because she never got to marry her lover? I mean, yeah, I almost that think that strange. That would have been kind
well,
of cool.
Then,
why unmarried women?
Maybe the thing, though, is if I couldn't get married, no one will.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
so
also,
they never get
I think
a chance.
It's much better with, like, the teenage girl aspect anyways, because otherwise you're finding a reason why all these married women are in this house.
Plus,
or
no strings attached.
Let's kill off all the unmarried women on this little village. Guess who's left, dudes?
The married women.
Bring it on. No dead aunt.
Oh, so she can get all the men?
She can get all the, all the men.
She can be like the girl from Turkish Star Wars and get all the men. Yeah.
Except for this lady talk.
Yeah.
So we just sort of led to believe that, she does die. She sets her scarf on fire.
No, witch because I thought that it ended. No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Gorgeous gets the little witch blink eye, and the scarf catches on
and
fire.
And then it shows the cat triumphantly watching everything go its way.
The cat is brilliant.
I loved it. It was such a cute cat.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Man, I love that cat.
I did love the scene where, like, ladies come by the wheelchair, and it's obvious somebody just threw the cat from all the screen.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Here you go. What movie was it we watched where that's obviously was? They were just throwing the animals off screen. Like the angle this animal came at, and they weren't liking it. They weren't jumping. Somebody just threw a cat on somebody's face.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I know we've seen a lot of movies.
We've seen a lot of movies.
And we haven't even recorded all of them. So we've seen a lot.
Oh, here's something that bugged me. Out of all the times that Kung Fu was awesome, the other girls just let her die.
They did not try to help her.
No. The one, like, touched her leg, but didn't really even make an effort.
They were just like, no, we gotta... Grab her legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got sucked into the...
She got sucked into a lamp.
Yeah. I don't care. You can still try. It's your friend.
Like, I make fun of movies where it's like someone's half eaten by a shark and people are still pulling them. Like, you're not helping them any.
Yeah, but in this case, she could have been saved.
Yeah.
Probably.
When her severed legs kung fu'd a cat.
If they had been electrocuted in a lamp.
I guess my thing, though, is you would try.
There was a good chance they all would have lived if she had.
Like, let's say right now. My lamp sucks her up. You're just going to be like, well, she's dead.
Even though
she's like, and flailing for like a minute straight. Kung Fu was...
I would just sit there and just be like, this is very unfortunate.
But also, why am I your metaphor for bad things? Electrocuted as well?
True. That's what I assumed why they didn't help.
I would think, though, if it was a friend that you care that much about, you wouldn't think about
your own
safety.
It would be like rubber gloves.
You wouldn't think about it. Yeah, your instinct would be to grab them and help them. Not to stand a foot away and just look and watch.
Yeah.
I think that's...
They weren't that close.
But, like, if it was one of my sisters and something more likely happened that I probably would have died if I tried to swim, I'd like to think I would have tried to help.
Yeah, I think instinct would...
Well, also,
kick in.
Unless it's something like if they fall off a cliff, I don't think your instinct
you're not
going to
jump off the cliff. Yeah,
if they're hanging, your instinct is going to be
grab.
Here's
the thing, though.
Yeah.
When she was in it, you see her get sucked into it, and then it immediately goes into, like, the interesting visual things that they
did.
Who's saying that was actually happening the entire time? Maybe that was just proving that she was being electrocuted. Because the time that she's being electrocuted where there's nothing in the background is like 5 seconds. But the entire time that she's like swinging, it's all these crazy things going on.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But yeah, I think Kung Fu's legs coming out of the lamp and saving the day, it didn't exactly save the day, but it was one of those moments. And I don't know. I think that was one of my favorite movie moments of today.
It was pretty awesome.
Her legs come back. It felt very triumphant.
And just little dialogue near the beginning I really loved.
Yeah.
After Gorgeous found the head, one of them found the head.
Mm-hmm.
She came in. She's like, the head. And they're like, we all have one.
Oh, yeah. And then she goes, that was
and then
fantasy.
She's like, and then they all started doing it.
Yeah.
I like the dynamic of the kids. They felt like actual friends.
Yes, yeah,
that's really what I loved about this movie. A lot of movies, they don't get the teenage behavior correct. And in this one, they really...
That's because most movies hire 25-year-olds to play teenagers.
And these were actual teenagers.
Yeah, we looked them all up. They were all 17 years old.
They were the ages that they were meant to play, which makes it more natural. And they would have had more of a chemistry with each other as being young. Acting as friends,
I really enjoyed all the characters in this.
And they all acted really good. I didn't...
Even the dad.
He did a good job playing his role. He really did.
They
yes
all did
and
good.
No, because, I mean, he didn't really need the scene.
He was the least of everyone.
I know,
but
you got
I mean,
the,
he still
like, you could
did
have easily
job.
Done the end with just new people coming to the house, and then they open the door, and it's Gorgeous. And you realize that's the manifestation.
But that's been done so much. Where another family
it hadn't been
up.
In 1977.
No, I just mean like as going in and watching it, I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah.
And like
I'm
that.
Really glad it didn't do the it was all a dream.
Yeah, I was so concerned there for a while that fantasy was just imagining everything.
But that could be part of her name too. They want you to believe those things.
Well, she was the one who found Mac's head and everything, and she was the one who saw most of the people die or and so that's why they called her fantasy, because they didn't really believe her.
So, Kyle, what are you going to give it?
I am going to give this movie an 8.8.
Okay.
I enjoyed it tremendously, and I think on a second watch, I will find even more things to help expand the story. I think there's a lot of things there in the background, or little bits of dialogue that are foreshadowing, that we just didn't catch. I'm excited to watch it again.
Jason?
I will give it a generous 9.2 because I loved it so much.
Molly?
I think I'm just going to go with 9. Just plain 9.
9-6.
9-6.
I fucking love this
I think
movie.
That's your highest rated movie.
No, highest rated was Witch still.
Was it The Witch?
Mm-hmm. Which I gave like a 9-8.
Yeah. I think give me like another viewing of this and it will go up a lot. Yeah. I think there's a lot that we missed. And there's things we each brought up that I don't think some of the other ones realized or caught on to.
See, so. The thing with it is, I think if I watched it again, it could bump all the way up to being a solid 10. It really could.
Yeah, mine could do the same because a lot of the movie I was writing little notes. So I kind of missed
the only thing
bit
that
of dialogue.
The only reason that I don't give it like a higher rating is because there were problems.
The dad.
Not enough nudity.
Well, every movie has problems.
Yeah. It's not that there wasn't enough nudity.
So I want to conclude this wonderful occasion. Hold on. I need you to get in here.
Everyone.
Everyone get in here.
Hold on.
Get around a microphone. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, Lincoln.
Yo, Lil.
Hey, Jace. Trent.
Sup?
Hi, Mercedes.
I was just going to cut Kyle out of this entire thing. So me and Kyle want to thank you for coming and everything you've done for us. It's been a pleasure. Today's been awesome. Watched some great movies. Made you guys watch Turkish Star Wars, so that's a win.
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
And you got to watch an amazing movie.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
Clap.
That's going to sound like shit.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.